Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, teaching pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and today's devotional is called Training for Growth. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. As we have seen this week, Paul tells Timothy that scripture is breathed out by God for four distinct purposes. And today, we get to talk about the fourth purpose, training in righteousness. So, we're going to consider how this statement is true. The God-breathed word of scriptures are profitable for training in righteousness. So, at first glance, you might think that this verse is a truism. In other words, you might think that this is a statement that is just obviously true, and therefore not all that interesting. You might think, of course, scripture is useful or profitable for training in righteousness. What else would it be useful for? My only response to that would be, if this seems so true, why don't more people live like it's true? I definitely see people regularly using scripture for teaching. We do this every Sunday, often for reproof, which is discovering what you did wrong, and then often for correction, trying to fix what you did wrong. But training? That's something different. Training, as this word is used here, is a dedicated discipline, so as to learn a new habit or trait. Training involves repetition and prolonged effort toward a goal of making the truth of Scripture become second nature. If training is useful in making someone more knowledgeable, which is a good thing, then training is useful in making someone more virtuous, which I think is a better thing. To be virtuous is to do the right thing for the right reasons. In order to be virtuous, you have to know what the right thing is. You learn that by teaching. And then practice it through a long process of reproof and correction until the right thing is the natural thing. This can take years, but when it happens, you know that you're growing into a man or woman of God who is complete, equipped for every good work. So, my question for you is, what do you need training in? What trait do you want to be more natural to you? Is it reading your Bible every day? Praying regularly? Is it responding in peace instead of anger? Or maybe it is stopping an activity or an action that's bringing you down, like language, internet use, music, or all sorts of things. Whatever it is, consider turning it into a training plan. Set a goal, make a list, find an accountability partner, and then make it costly. We do this all the time for other training plans. We know how much work it is to train for a race or to get in shape. Why would we think training in righteousness would be any easier? Maybe it's time to start training. What's your plan going to be? I hope you find a great one, and may you have a great day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.